Blog Talk Radio.
Royal family, it's Queen Akaya, that's right. The queen of the real deal, no BS talk show. Current events and what matters to us. That's right, Black Lives Matter. Real talk, kings, queens, prince, princess, take your royal places. It's showtime.
Called me last week and asked me if I had heard of October London, and I said, oh, yes, yes, yes. In the last few weeks, I've been grooving to him. He sounds just like Marvin Gaye. I mean, he even has a Marvin Gaye look, wears a little hat and height. I think Marvin was a little more built, but at any rate, you know, big muscles and things. I love me some Marvin Gaye. But we got to remember, Marvin Gaye was our grandfather's age, our father's age. Marvin Gaye was born in 1920-something. And here this young brother here is coming through. I hope you don't have any drama. And I hope we don't either, because we don't own the rights to none of that song. We were just sampling it for the show today. And it's been a pleasure thus far. We've been talking about last week, if you've been following us, I hope you are, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I'm going to create a new one. What do I call it? Twitter. Anyway, I am real grateful to be here today, and I'm happy that you're here today. I hope that you're having a fantastic day. What you doing? You know, call me. Let me know what's going on. Call me in the studio, 516-666-9889. Again, 516-666-9889. Call me. Let us know. Go to Facebook. Let us give a comment. Put a like or a dislike, just say something. Go to our YouTube station, The Real Deal. That's right, The Real Deal No BS Talk Show. We also have a website, The Real Deal No BS Talk Show, which is also connected to our other show. We have a couple shows we're doing, right? So anyway, we were talking about relationships, and today I wanted to look at some statistics to find out, are women the bigger cheaters, or they just play it smoother? Women normally plan out their escapades, you know what I'm saying? They don't just randomly, I don't believe, maybe they do, maybe that's the younger crew. like men can randomly meet somebody and have sex with them and go back to their wives and girlfriends and act like ain't shit been going on? Or is it like the little young sister said, because girls is players too, you know? Any rate, I was just enjoying myself. I hope you're enjoying your summer, especially if you're living in the climates where it get a little cold before you turn around and look. You know, I'm in the Chi-Town, and damn, it'll be blowing snow out there before we know it, so we better get out here and get all the sunshine, vitamin D we can get. I am so elated to be here alive and well and, you know, living my life. I am so grateful. You know, I am at that age where there are a lot of people that don't, people don't make it to this age. But at any rate, I'm here and living life and enjoying myself. Doing that look around single thing. You know, I shouldn't really say that because the power that walks with me is greater than any power outside of me. I know that to be a fact. So we're talking about relationships. Who cheats more? You know, who's the bigger cheaters? Are they women really the biggest cheaters? Let's look up some statistics. Okay, so I'm looking up the relationshipsadvice.com, and it says infidelity of 2023. And this statistic was put on here May the 1st of 2023. So what are we, July 23? All right, there we go. There were some good numbers there. 7-23-23, huh, that's a good lottery number. Any rate, let the queen dig deep here. It says that, you know, cheating is a taboo, yet people do it anyway. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. You know, people been doing this, and it's about time we talk about it. You know, gossip is how it's often discussed in hushed whispers, with unspoken rules of keeping these things confidential. Let's shed some light on this topic that Mira and hearsay for over 100 adulterers and infidelity statistics. It says that the numbers don't lie. Sexual and emotional infidelity is a hard reality people in relationships have to reckon with. Goes on to say that how common is cheating? 44% of unmarried men and women cheat. Okay, 20% of married couples in the U.S. are likely to have an experience of adultery compared to 70% of unmarried couples. So, okay, does it really count if you're not married? So the statistics here are saying that 70% of unmarried couples, those that are shacking up, I guess we want to look at that. As we say, that's what Mama used to call it, shacking up. Those couples that are living together or living apart, but they are in committed relationships. These statistics, they're saying that 70% of unmarried couples, while married couples is a low 20%. However, emotional cheating is common. 35% of women have had emotional affairs. 45% have had emotional affairs. Men have had 45% emotional affairs. I guess that's all that social media we is so involved with, where we're Instagram models and Instagram relationships, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Snapchat. Everybody's posting their pictures and people are in the DMs, you know, talking about how good they look and all the things they would like to do with them. And then those that are just getting together on those dating sites. And from my experience, those dating sites are just a place to meet somebody to hook up with. Then you got Pornhub. There's so many sites that people are just using to hook up, and that's what they're doing. Whether we like it or not, it's happening. Whether we want to accept it, it's happening. Goes on to talk about unmarried couples is almost twice as likely to cheat compared to married couples. But people ain't getting married no more. People having whole families, 2 and 3, 4 kids, living together or in relationship where the woman may live separate and the man is living separate. I mean, those are just the cold facts. Unmarried people are almost twice as likely to cheat compared to married couples. So if you get married, they ain't going to cheat. Come on now. We know me and Mr. Jones was going on back in the 70s, right? Maybe the 60s. And it says 60% of single men have tried to get people in their relationships to cheat with them. 53% of single women have tried the same. So they out here really trying to get it in. So as that young lady said, because girls is players too, percentage of people who admit that they tried to get another person to leave a committed relationship for them. Men had 60% more. Women, ooh, close, 53%. In the U.S., men are more likely than women to cheat on their spouses. 23% of men have had extramarital sex. 12% of women have had extramarital sex. It goes on to say that in the U.S., married men are more likely than a married man to cheat on their spouses. 23% of the statistics, 12% of women. So women still have a lower number. Could that be possible because there are more women than there are men? All right, so what are the reasons, that the top reasons that men and women cheat? Men cheat because of sexual dissatisfaction, okay? We're not satisfying our man, ladies. while women cheat because of emotional dissatisfaction. So we're emotionally not being fed. We're emotionally not being kept. And that's why we cheat. But, you know, and it says men are dissatisfied because they're not getting the sex that they want from their partner. 44% of men cheat more than women. 40% of men cheat more sexually, sexual variety. Oh, they want a variety. Oh, my goodness. 40% of women cheat for more emotional attention. 33% of women cheat to know if they still can attract. 11% of women cheat as an average. So again, with these statistics, the reasons to cheat versus women versus men, 44% of men cheat for more sex. 40% of men cheat for more sexual variety. 40% of women cheat for more emotional attention. And 33% of men cheat to know if they still can attract another relationship. And 11% of women cheat as revenge. They doing some revenge cheating out here. You did me wrong, I'ma do you worse. I'ma get you back. That's right. We chopping it up on here. The real deal, no BS talk show with Queen Akaya. We chopping these numbers down. Now these statistics come from relationship experts. They didn't win them. What they do? Nobody call me. Did anybody call you and ask you what was your opinion on this? I'm going to go now and look at what's the whole gamut on European opposed to African American or any other races of people. It says here that the five top reasons Americans and Europeans cheat by gender. Let's look it up. They say American women, a partner stopped paying attention to me. The other person was really there for me. I was having doubts about my relationship. The other person is really hot. I was bored. So those are some of the reasons that people, American women and European women cheat. Now, let's look at the man. It goes into my partner stopped paying attention to me. The other person was really there for me. Okay, those are the ones we just read. Now, those are women's reasons. Now let's look at the man's reason. The other person was really hot. People were hitting on me. I was having doubts about my relationship. These are the men. My partner and I weren't having sex. My partner stopped paying attention to me. So they got some of the same reasons that the women have. Is just back and forth. All right, now let's look at the whole piece on the Europeans. Well, here we go with some statistics already. I really got to do a little deep dive on this. The question was, are white men more likely to cheat compared to black men? All right, the first piece that comes up is saying that statistically, black men cheat way higher than every race. It's kind of crazy how people don't want to admit the truth and will cover it up. If white men cheat at such an increased rate, you'd hear about it. It's really common for a black man to cheat. Alrighty, that's what they say, okay? Let's see, white women, since it is common, would cheat on their white boyfriend and husband with a black man. This man goes on to talk about how he caught his wife, who is white, sleeping with a black man. She had been talking to him for about 4 years and started sleeping with him in January of 2019. I'm just shocked. And he's watching her phone. Do a lot of white women fantasize about black men? So of course they do. What do black guys generally like about white women and white girls? Okay, let's dig deep, y'all. As white men, are men okay with their white wives and girlfriends having sex with a black man? Hell no. So I want to go and dig up some more information on this whole piece, right? Because, you know, I don't want to get into the whole black men cheat more. Because as Kevin Samuels told us, you know, our brother Kevin Samuels, God rest his spirit, he talked about black men don't cheat. They exercise options. But we got to remember the exercising of options that he was talking about, the brothers who were high earners, the brothers who were making six figures plus. They were more likely to exercise their options with other women because they're more in demand. I think in Atlanta they were talking about, I think it's like 10 to 1. I think Chicago is 5 to 1 or maybe 7 to 1. I got to do more research on the statistics piece. But either way it go, infidelity is infidelity. And the reasons why we're doing it is because we're not paying attention to each other. We're not bringing it home. We're not keeping it spicy, you know, or was it? They don't pay enough attention to me. They're too busy with their careers. They're too busy with the children. They're, you know what I mean? The rules and regulations are just tossed out the window nowadays. I mean, people are just doing whatever makes them feel good, you know, regardless of COVID. You know, there were probably more infidelity hookups during COVID than it is afterwards or even before. That's a statistic I would like to look on. But who are the faithful? Whose are the ones that are the most faithful? So I'm going to have to go in here and find some black statistics because, you know, this is pretty much branched on Europeans and, you know, can we really trust it? But what's really going on? What's going on in your relationship? Give me a call, okay? The number is 516-666-9889. From 5:32, 6 o'clock doing showtime. And believe me, I'm going to pick up the phone because I definitely want to hear your point of view. Who's really doing what, when, where, and how? We talk about our grandmothers. I mean, they going deep. They talking about this stuff that's been going on. Oh, my God. Back into their grandmother's era, great-grandmother. Who's doing what? That's the whole deal. Who's doing what? I think all we have to do is take a ride down to the courthouse and look at how many people are getting divorced, how many women and men are in that divorce court. But even with that, a lot of us may be getting married, but how many of us are getting divorced? I don't think the numbers are going to stack up because a lot of African-American, I believe, they'll stick together on paper forever, where maybe a European will run out and get a divorce quicker. We seem to just say, well, you know, we're going to be married forever. I'm not going to give up that last name. I'm not going to let him have his mistress and marry her. That's not going to happen. I'm going to wait until he damn near dies and collect that pension, that Social Security. But if you in that six-figure category and above, then you might just stick around because you don't want to split up that money. That's another statistic we need to look at. How many brothers that are making six figures that are married and divorced, married and divorced, married and divorced? I bet you the number is quite small. Most chances are if we marry, we are not trying to split up the assets. If we've been married for 10, 20 years, you know, they're entitled to half of that money. That house has to be sold. I've had so many people say to me, if they get a divorce, then they're going to lose everything that they've worked for their entire life. And then it also was pointed out to me when I first did my first YouTube about relationships. I got a lot of feedback from men saying, why don't you address the issue that men face in divorce? How do they rebuild their lives, you know, after a divorce, where the kids are snatched up by the woman? Chances are she's going to remain in the home. And the man's going to pay that child support and that mortgage payment. And when there are other bills that need to be paid, and then how do they regroup? How do they start over? Is the judge giving them adequate money to live off of and support their family? Are they just staying in relationship because, you know what, it's going to cost me too much to leave? And that's probably the man's plight. I guess that's where these prenups come into play. You know, I've been watching a lot of these different shows for content, you know, married from this person and that person, that city and that city, love and marriage, and it's a whole lot of madness going on those shows. It's a lot of women fighting amongst each other, and, you know, I guess that's what sells, that's what keeps us on the hook on these streaming and your HBOs and your Showtimes and your this and that, is because we're looking for the drama. You know, the drama is what keeps us coming back. If everybody's getting along and treating each other with kindness and love and respect, I don't know if those are, I don't even know if we have any shows like that anymore. You know, let me just think about it. I really don't think that there are really too many television shows, and I guess we shouldn't be getting our information from television because everything is scripted. You know, I got to be reminded about the love and this and the love and that relationships. I don't even want to give their names out, but there are a lot of shows that are on right now where they're showing that nobody's being faithful. They're being faithful to fight. They're faithful to keep the drama going. They're grateful cursing each other out and talking about what they're going to do and not going to do. But are there really any loving, caring relationships that we can follow? You know, back in the day when I grew up, I'm old school, I think The Cosby Show was a decent show. I think what we have right now is Black-ish. I don't know if they're still doing Black-ish. I haven't been on that station in a while. But it was some smooth conversations going on with Black-ish. He was also making you think about the plight of the Black man and the Black woman on those shows. So it is what it is, right? We're working through this, and so far we're understanding that married couples cheat far less than single couples or couples who are unmarried, unwed. The commitment, I guess, maybe is keeping them. Again, is the commitment keeping them lower rates? I think it was 20%. And the fact that they don't want to have to give all them goodies up. They don't want to have to start all over again. And then, really, how do they rebuild their lives after a divorce? How does a man rebuild his life? Because chances are the woman's going to keep the children. But they got that now where it's 50-50. You know, the man can have the children 50% of the time. The women, this is the Illinois law. I don't know about other states, so don't pin me on that. But in Illinois, they have a situation where the father has 50% of the time and the mother has 50% of the time, and then therefore it's all out the window as far as how much child support is implemented. who pays what, the children are with you 50% and they're with you. I think child support is kind of out the window. So that might be a lot of reasons why people aren't getting married. They're just kind of hooking up and having families and living together and, you know, saying that they're in committed relationships. Marriage is like a thing of the past. But, you know, those are just some of the statistics and the thoughts that I have and that I found out. And this is what I've been working through. But each and every, let me just get a little real here. Every long-term marriage that I was involved with, the relationships ended basically for infidelity. The whole cheating scene. Remember my first marriage ended in divorce. He had a woman, I think she had a couple of kids by him by the time I found out. And it was kind of shameful that there were a lot of people, including my brothers, that knew about this shit and didn't tell me. You know, I guess the wife is the last one to know. But back in the day, that was my whole message was, oh, no, 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 no. We do not do that. We do not cheat. We do not mess with anybody else's husband, boyfriend, or significant other. If they're in any type of relationship with someone else, we don't touch that. That is totally off limits. That's the way I was raised. That's what my family instilled in me. When I must say, I know my father, you know, had a few other ladies in his life that he went out with. I remember as growing up, as a child, my mother would be on the hunt for him around payday. It was all about getting that bread to the crib. And, you know, I grew up with that, watching the fact that, you know, daddy was doing something he had no business. But then if I really want to flip that coin and give an honest look, my mom had her interest too now. They had separated for a while. My father moved to a whole other city, state. My mom had a real nice friend, and I really wanted him to and her to hook up because for the first time, let me just say, in my young life that I wasn't getting whoopings, man. I mean, my mother was happy with this other man, and hell, I wish she would have stayed with him, but hey, as it works out, it's cheaper to keep her. My dad did everything he could to get my mom back and move and have a new life in the Illinois area from Texas. So, you know, I'm a product of some crazy stuff. But hey, I'm still here. I'm still having my best life. And I'm still working on, you know, relationship issues. And a relationship doesn't have to be with another man or a woman. Like, it could be a friend. How's that relationship? How are we coming together as women and other women relationships? A lot of women, especially African Americans, we seem to not get along with each other. It's almost like we have this hatred for one another. And if we try to give this love, care, and kind, you know, they looking at you with the side eye. What's up with this chick? And I must admit, it's hard to maintain those. Well, I guess it's not impossible. It's just stressful to maintain it because you know when they're in one of their moves how you need to back down, shut up, and don't rock the boat. And I have to admit, it's a lot of these women that have these PhDs and master's degrees, whatever, that the people have made them feel that they can do whatever they want, when they want, who they want. It don't matter what you're saying, how you say it. It's like we don't think before we speak. We don't honor each other. And so that's a form of cheating. That's cheating our race. And so I wanted to do a three-part series on this. And I'm into the second part of the series. And next week we're going to do a little more on, hell yeah, they cheating. This is what, when and why, and we're going to keep doing it type attitude. Or maybe this time we could stop it. Do we really want to have the relationship that our ancestors had? And that's going to be a piece that we're going to work on for the next week's show. I'm so glad you logged in. I'm so grateful for you to spend a little time with the Queen, the Real Deal, No BS Talk Show. You know how to reach me, 516-666-9889, doing Showtime. Other than that, you can go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and, of course, our YouTube station. You know, it's been a pleasure sitting back, talking about it, chopping it up. Yeah, I'm getting a few guests that's going to be on the show. I'm just trying to get the studio time set up with them so we can do that, you know? But at any rate, enjoy your summer. Enjoy your day. Au revoir. Remember, I love you.
Thanks for checking out the show. You can follow Queen Akaya on Twitter or like her on Facebook at The Real Deal No BS Talk Show.